Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with J.C. West with the Indianola Public Library about the Adult Services Library and Post and Indianola Library activities. Indianola Public Library has plenty of programs for adults coming out this fall. Tell us a little bit about what you have planned.
Yeah, so for the fall, since I am a little bit new here, I'm trying out a bunch of different things. So we have some regular things going on most months. That'll be some of our game nights. We have bingo starting up in the fall, which is exciting. I've tried to get a range of prizes so everyone can find something they like. We also have trivia starting up a little bit in the fall, and then more moving forward we'll do it. The biggest thing that we do actually is our craft and chat. I have a lot of people who are interested in that, and I want even more people to come and enjoy it because we make a craft once a month every month. For October, we'll be doing Halloween decoration on the first of the month. We'll be doing some paper crafts the next month, some present wrapping in December, of course. Other than that, we all have a lot going on in October. You'll hear some of the family things we're doing, but adults and teens are doing some horror makeup. There'll be murder mystery. We're doing trunk or treat. All kinds of things.
Perfect. Well, how are you liking it at the library so far? You talked about being new. Talk about the experience from your end.
Yeah, it's been really great. I'm trying to get to know the community. It's helped a lot with our subscription boxes. I see a lot of people's names and I get to know their reading interests. With those boxes, I kind of know what people are looking for in the library and I can give them goodies and things personally for them. I also really enjoyed adding to our collection. People seem to really like things that we have, like our metal detector, and I'm trying to add to that and see what other things that people like. And for example, we're adding disc golf and all kinds of fun things for you to check out.
Well, talk about some of the feedback you've gotten from residents. I mean, what do they think of some of the programs you have going on so far?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about Craft and Chat. We made bath bombs a while ago, and everybody absolutely loved it, even though no one had any bath bombs turn out. It was still fun anyway, so I've gotten a lot of good feedback. And getting to know people through that hand-picked box, people just love getting to know what I'm reading, what they're reading, and it's just been really fun.
All right, well, talk a little bit about some of the programs maybe you'd like to implement later on. I don't want you to give anything away, but maybe some larger, big-scale plans that you have.
Yeah, so big scale, reoccurring trivia going forward. We also have a Harry Potter weekend coming up in December. I'm starting that off with trivia, speaking of. And then I know the kids and the teens also have their own nights, which we have on our website you can check out. So I'm excited for that. Other big things. Well, I'm not quite sure, but I definitely am trying to ramp up the crafting and the subscription boxes because people seem to really like those.
Okay, well, how important is it for the library? You know, a lot of the older generation uses it and a lot of that younger generation uses it. And I know it's really important to get those teens and some of those adults to be able to use some of those services too.
Yeah, and that's kind of the thing that I'm working on now. I know that some things like game night with the video games might be better for younger adults, or even the teens like to do it on their own programs, but we also have other things like the crafting tends to bring in a wide range of people that I've loved to see. We also have information programs that people are interested in, like we did a fraud fighters event for people who experience fraud. So we're kind of trying to do a whole range. And I really think especially the Halloween makeup night with the adults and the teens is going to be a blast because we'll all be in there learning some things all together.
Absolutely. It sounds like fun. Well, there's also a survey residents could take. Tell us a little bit about that and what the feedback means for the library.
Yeah, so we are hoping that most of the community can come in and take that survey. It's running until the end of September. You can come in anytime. We have it actually linked on our Facebook and other website places. We have a QR code here in the library itself. We have a paper copy. Just any way you want to go ahead and tell us what we're doing right, especially as a new employee. I kind of want to know more about the community and what you guys think of us and what we can do better for you.
Thanks to J.C. West for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.